Federal food assistance programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, dodged a bullet recently, at least temporarily, when the USDA announced that food assistance dollars will flow through February, despite the partial government shutdown. But here in Texas, that could create a different problem.
We have some concerns about sort of the difficulties involved in releasing those benefits all at once, which is not how we usually distribute SNAP benefits.
Celia Cole is the executive director of the Austin-based hunger advocacy group Feeding Texas, and part of her concerns center on the state's food retailers.
Typically, you know, our retail stores in Texas are very conscious of sort of spending patterns, and they'll stock up and staff up at the beginning of the month for stores that have a lot of SNAP customers because they get their benefit and come in and spend them. It's very, very common for people to use their SNAP benefits all at once, and then they often run out at the end of the month. And so I think our stores are very in tune, our retailers are very in tune with that and really work to ensure that they can meet the needs of their customers.
Texas staggers its SNAP payments to beneficiaries throughout the month, but this month, the federal government is releasing the funds in one big sum to cover into next month. Cole says recipients might not see benefits again for another 7 weeks.
Someone who typically gets their benefits later in the month, if they get their February benefits on January 20th, they might be waiting until, you know, mid-March for the next allotment.
3.7 million Texans receive SNAP assistance. Cole says officials need to make sure they explain to recipients why they're getting so much assistance all at once, and be told the importance of budgeting for what could be a long pause until their next round of funding. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.